One of the biggest whoopsie moments of the year while trying to honor healthcare heroes.
Oh my gosh.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And here we go.
Oh no.
It's time for yet another edition of
COVID Sanity.
The segment that just never ends.
Uh-huh. It's not gonna stop.
It's like that movie about that story with no ending.
It's called The Never Ending Story. Yeah.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
No.
You were real close.
I think it's something about a story.
No, it's definitely the
Toy Story?
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
No. Cinderella story?
That's not even the title. No, that's just Cinderella.
Walk Hard the Dewey Cox story?
I love what? That movie.
It'll come to me eventually. If you can figure out what story it is that never has that ending, text it in.
Okay.
But we're doing COVID Sanity, where we talk about some of the funniest and strangest news stories going on during the pandemic. Here's one. Plenty of people around the country are still angry about wearing face masks inside shops, including one guy in Pennsylvania who was just arrested for tossing frozen pizzas like frisbees at a grocery store manager who asked him to mask up.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Because that's a lot less convenient.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm just picturing him, though, in the grocery store just like tossing out pizzas like crazy. Like he should probably be in the circus, you know? Just like. Juggling like two pepperonis with like a supreme, just tossing out calzones into the crowd. I will not wear a mask.
Balancing one on a stick as it spins in circles. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, it's kind of talented.
I don't think that that's probably what he did.
Let's admire talent where
okay.
It is. What else is happening? There's also a lot of strange side effects with the virus, but here's a new one. For some people, apparently it makes coffee smell like rotten meat.
What?
No.
I thought you couldn't smell anything. I thought that was a thing.
That's one strain of it, but apparently another strain makes the coffee smell like meat is rotting.
No.
So if you like go to have your morning cup of joe and you're like, old meatloaf, like maybe you should go get tested? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe. I mean, unless you went to Starbucks that morning and ordered like a pork drizzle on top of your vanilla soy.
Can I get a roadkill frappuccino?
Yeah. What else happened? There's two guys that walked into a jewelry store in India last week wearing masks. And then they proceeded to rub on some hand sanitizer, then pull out guns and rob the place.
Oh.
Well, at least they were cleanly.
They were sanitary.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. I don't want to get sick right now.
Give me all the money. No, put it down first.
Yeah.
Put it down. Sanitize it.
Yeah. Here's some Lysol wipes, okay? Clean off that counter now. And actually, both of your employees, go wash your hands.
Yeah.
Oh, you touched your mouth. You're going to have to do it again.
Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow. In more news, the pandemic has led to a resurgence in guitar sales as people are looking for new hobbies that they can do indoors.
Oh my God, I just pulled mine down from the attic.
Really?
I don't remember how to play them at all.
Dude, it's funny.
It's so sad.
I didn't know that you had a guitar.
Yeah. I have two guitars.
Really?
That you used to play?
Well, we're going to use the word play real loosely okay?
The CEO of Fender says, quote, "I would never have predicted that we'd be looking at a record sales year,
but
it's happening."
Wow.
I just got to say, I'm excited that there's a guitar tuning app now. Like, when I started playing there, that didn't exist, so that's cool.
We're doing another edition of
COVID Sanity.
Finding the not-so-serious stories happening during the outbreak. Peeps just announced they will not be making Halloween or Christmas Peeps this year like they normally do. Well, yay.
I don't
peeps
like those
are
either.
Gross. Look, this sounds really mean, but how have they not gone out of business yet? I mean, they're so
people
bad.
Buy them. People love to buy them. And they
peeps.
Also love to use them for like decoration on like your gingerbread houses and stuff.
Cute.
But the thing is like, I hate Peeps too, but this is a bad sign, you guys. Why are they not making them?
They say that it's because the pandemic's had a serious impact on production this year. So they're also not going to be making Valentine's Day ones for February either.
Just wait till Easter rolls around and then you're all going to be upset, okay?
Is this going to be a thing, where they leave and then I'm like, well, at least one of them to...
And then you're going to be like, oh, I miss you. And we're going to be like, oh, remember when you smack talked them?
Jose? I already take it back.
All Jose's fault.
Dang it!
What else is happening? There's a college student at Miami University, Ohio, who was busted for throwing a 20-person house party on Saturday.
I've heard of worse on campuses than 20 people, but okay.
Well, the cops ran his name and found he'd tested positive recently for the virus, and they told him he's supposed to be in quarantine.
Yeah.
And the kid said, duh, that's why I'm at my house.
Okay.
He got a $500 fine.
Oof. And his parents are finally like, see, this is what we were dealing with all those teenage years. You understand now.
There you go, America. Nice snapshot of your future leaders there. And glowing review for Miami University, Ohio. And speaking of colleges, the University of Mississippi created drink cups for their stadium featuring healthcare heroes on them.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
But they must have just pulled the pictures off a Google image search without double checking them, because one of their doctors is actually an adult film star named Johnny Sims. He was dressed as a doctor in the picture
for
a role that he was doing.
What's under that coat, Dr. Sims?
Someone's like, wait a minute, that's not a stethoscope.
Yeah.
Hey, they're just trying to get college students to go see their doctors. Right? It may work.
And finally, since we're already on the topic, Yuko Okasawara of Tokyo is the world's oldest adult film star at 84 years old.
Dang!
Wow.
Girl.
And apparently, she's upset because of the pandemic, saying, quote, I haven't been to a shoot since last fall.
Oh, my God.
She's like, I don't have a lot of time here, guys. Yeah. Let's go.
They're like, I think we're kind of worried. You're 84. Like, we can't have you around people at all.
She's rearing to go.
All right, you go.
The good news is she claims she's staying ready and prepping her body so that she can go at a moment's notice.
So am I, Inky. So am I.
Yep.
Not gonna happen for either of us.
Those are the COVID insane feel-good stories coming out of the outbreak. Your $500 free money phone tap is coming up right after this.